Alt NPR.
Welcome to YouthCast, where you can hear youth telling stories their way.
Learn more by visiting generation.prx.org.
Oh my gosh, this is the letter from Cornell. I can't believe it!
Yes!
But this means I have to decide. Several months ago, I was accepted to five, count them five, colleges. But in the end, my choice was between two, historically Black Xavier or Ivy League Cornell. A lot of people think the choice should be obvious.
Cornell, because it's tried and true.
Cornell, Ivy League.
I've never heard of Xavier. I would say Cornell, because that's the one I heard of.
Granted, these people might not have all the statistics at hand. They don't know that some historically Black colleges and universities, or HBCUs, have strong academics, like Xavier. But even my friends who know about HBCUs aren't necessarily applying. They say they want to make a break from what they've already experienced in high school.
Most of my schools have been basically all Black, and most of more racist. Because the real world's not all Black, you know what I mean?
Students like my friend Brian seem to be part of a trend. In the last 30 years, as more white institutions have opened their doors, the percentage of Black students getting their bachelor's degrees from HBCUs has fallen from about 35% to 22%. To find out why some African American students are riding this wave, I visited Cornell.
It is a running clock tower, tones every quarter of the hour.
After a tour, I headed over to the residence hall for African American students. When explaining why they chose Cornell, they cited a lot of things I'd heard, like name recognition, diversity, and good financial support. Most of the things they had to say were positive.
You come here, you meet a lot of interesting people. You're going to be challenged, of course, but if you stay focused, you can do it. And there are a lot of support systems here.
Another student, Toby, echoed her ideas, but commented on something I'd been worried about.
I feel that I'm supported, not necessarily from the university level, but from a sub-administrative level, because in HBCU, it comes from higher up, the support. It comes from the dean, from the president, and it goes all the way down to the students. Whereas at Cornell, I feel that we may not be on the president's number one list on things to do.
When I got home, I talked with Alvin Thornton, the associate provost at Howard University. He explained that Toby's perception of top-down support is real and is inherent in the HBCU's historical mission.
But certainly these institutions have shown an ability to take the student who needs mentoring, who needs not just academic instruction, but reinforcement, and assist that student with a great deal more facility than some other institutions have.
Though it's getting much better, a report in the Journal of Blacks in Higher Education shows that many of the country's most prestigious schools, including Cornell, still graduate their Black students at lower rates than their white students. And Thornton says, lately, there's been an increase in students transferring to Howard from majority white schools. Though we won't speculate as to why this might be, several other HBCUs are seeing the same thing. In the end, I chose Xavier. Xavier sends more Black graduates to medical school than any other university. Not only that, but with an HBCU, I'll be following in the footsteps of leaders from Dr. LaSalle LaFall to Oprah Winfrey. And I know I'll be getting all the support I need. Who wouldn't want to feel loved? For WAMU's Youth Voices, I'm Andre Rosario.
Alt.